If you want the news of fishing, you know the spot to pick. A bag of spuds to sit on where tobacco smoke is thick. You'll learn the price of scallops and why lobsters have a tail, sitting round in Phil Brown's store waiting for the mail. Skilly tends the counter and tells you what he thinks. Phil tells you where the smelts have gone. Jim Talbot talks of mink. Goldie tells of Palm Beach fishing and how the dolphins sail, sitting round in Phil Brown's store waiting for the mail. Russ sits on the counter and he tells you how it's done. Twink talks of going to Rockland. Ben talks about his gun. WPA gets discussion. Roosevelt is put in jail, and he builds a new library there, waiting for the mail. If you like to hear of yachting and learn who won the race, just grab yourself a nail keg and sit down any place. They'll take apart your engine, they'll tell you how to sail, sitting round Foy Brown's shop, waiting for the mail. Thorn will cut a gasket and talk about his traps, and Purse will grab a spark plug and try to set the gaps. And Ray will hold a gabbard while Frank drives in a nail, and Paul will pester Harvey's dog, waiting for the mail. For general conversation, from airplanes down to mud, put on your high-top rubber boots and wander down to Cud's. They put the Fuhrer behind the eight ball and Stalin into jail, sitting round the pool room stove waiting for the mail. Morris makes a billiard while Sherm keeps a score. Narita listens for the boat and then runs for the door. The gun club buys some pheasants and half a dozen quail, and Cuddy makes just 15 cents waiting for the mail. If your mail is quite important and you like to push and shove, go right up to the office with a pair of boxing gloves. Back up into a corner and you may ride out the gale, but I think I'd rather be outside waiting for the mail.